Fairy tales are a part of our shared cultural knowledge. If you refer to Jack and the Beanstalk, The Three Little Pigs, or Goldilocks, almost everyone knows what you're talking about. These stories can share many features: the damsel in distress, magic, fantastic creatures, royalty. In the card game Once Upon a Time, you and a group of up to six other players set out to craft your own fairy tale. Each player gets a hand of cards, and each card represents something you might find in one of these stories: characters, scenes, events, or ideas. One player starts off as the narrator. The narrator plays cards to tell the story, so you might start off by playing a goblin card and a wishing well card, and say that this is the tale of the goblin's well. You play until you start rambling, or until you mention something that another player has a card for. For example, if you mention a village, and someone else has the village card, they can play it and continue as the narrator from there. You get one more card that is the ending to your fairy tale, and to win, you must guide the story towards your ending. These cards are either cliché fairy tale endings, such as, "And they all lived happily ever after," or else a moral to the story, like, "A heart that is brave and true will always triumph in the end." Although the game technically has a winner, the real point is to work together to tell a story. Players can be very creative and imaginative with how they build their fairy tale world. Once Upon a Time isn't adversarial and can move at any pace, so it's good to play on a game night with the kids or around a fire on a camping trip. For KMUW, I'm Sam McConnell.